Daf is Daf Yud Gimel. We got to the bottom of Yud Beis Amar Beis. So yeah, for the Mishnah, yeah, the bottom of Yud Beis Amar Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hareini Nazir lichshiheli bein." I want to be a Nazir when I have a son. Benola lo ben, and a son is born to him. Hareiz a Nazir. The Tanai was kept, and he has to become he's a Nazir. Nola lo bas. Let's say a son's not born to him, but a daughter or a tumtin on Jognus ain't no Nazir because it wasn't a ben. Im Amar Kisheyeli Vlad, if he says, when I have a child, then I want to be a Nazir. Afilu no lo bas tumtim van drognas hareis a Nazir. As long as he has some child, whatever the gender was, the Naziris is chal. Okay, it seems pretty straightforward. The Mishnah continues on to the top of page Yigim Laman Aleph now. He pila ishto ein a Nazir. Let's say she has a miscarriage, so there was no child that was born. So the lacha is that he's not going to be a Nazir because his Tanai wasn't kept. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im haya ben kayama harei ani nazir. Chova. Bimlav harei ani nazir. So let's say he says, if the child is going to be a ben kayama, the child that's going to be was able to stand and live, so that's the nazir he takes. And then I have a nazir chova. And if not, if the child is not a ben kayama, the child is not capable of, doesn't have the healthy strength to say to live a long life, harei ani nazir nadava, then I want to give a nazir as a nedava, and as a chov as a nedava. That's the tanai he makes. So what's the difference between a nedava and a chova? So let's see, where's the...
That he volunteers to be a nazir. He doesn't go according to his neder.
What do you mean?
Minedi was Libi.
If you look at the Tosos, fine. So let me look at Tosos. That's Rabbi. Look at Tosos. Do you ask Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Yomer v'chule? He says, "Dear Rabbi Shimon, may Eishia pila have a suffic nazir." The moment that the lady, the wife, had a miscarriage, it's a suffic nazir. Hilkach yisne atablei dazu. In the next. Leida, he makes the following stipulation. V'yomar, im haya rishon ben kayama, if the first one was a ben kayama, but happened to be, there's a miscarriage. Nimsa shiyotza nidro m'nizirus rishon, that I'm going to be yote m'neder from my first nizirus. V'nizirus shal leida achona, and the second nizirus I'm taking now is nidava. Oh, shema rishon nafil, nefa haya, maybe the first one was really nefa, wasn't a ben kayama. And ha'nizirus harishon nidava hayisa, and the first one was a
I think it's the last part of the
Mishnah. The last part, yeah? May you're right. So let's read this again then. So again, the lacha was in the case of the hipila. So the Tanakhama held that this was what was not a nazir, because it's possible that it wasn't a ben kayama. And if you look at the top mefarish there, hipila isha ayna nazir, the dilma hide hipila lohaya ben kayama. Maybe it was a miscarriage. We don't know the status of the child. May have been a ben kayama. But maybe it wasn't a ben kayama. Shelo kalu lo chadash. Maybe it wasn't fully developed. Velo vlad hava. It wasn't considered a vlad. V'savik nazir l'hakel. So we don't know the status of this child. The child didn't live, but it may have been a ben kayama. Just some complication happened along the way. So therefore, according to the Tanakhama, it's not a nazir. Rabbi Shimon argues and says again, Rabbi Shimon Omer ben kayama hariani nazir. Omer im yomer im. Haya ben kayama. If the first child was a ben kayama, harini nazir chover. So now I'm being a nazir as a chover because that my tanai was kept. Vimlav. If it was not ben kayama, I'm going to do a nedava, harini nazir nedava. I'm going to move forward as a nedava, not because of the previous case, but I don't know. But either way, he's being a nazir now, either because of the first one or now he's making a new one. Now that was the tanai that he made.
I guess enough to bring chul nazara, right? So then you should be able to bring the korban at the end.
Exactly. Okay, then the Mishnah says, and the next case is Chaz v'yalda. So let's say the child, the wife gets pregnant again and has another child. Hareiz a nazir. So according to the Tanakham, there's a nazir because the first child was a suffix, we don't know. Now the second child is born and it's a ben kayama, so you're a nazir. But according to Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomer, he has to make another tanai now. Im harishon ben kayama, if the first one was a ben kayama, harishon chove v'zu nedava. So I already kept I fulfilled my echiv, I'm going to make another one now as a nedava. Vimlav harishon nedava. If the first one wasn't, rather was a nedava, so zuchova. This is going to be a chova. So he has to make a second stipulation to fulfill the second child that's born. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Now, hi, my lemeimro. Hi, my. what's this? What's a chiddush here? Finally, what's a chiddush of which one? Which stage of the Mishnah? Rashi says, "Dichinola lo ben hareza nazir." What's a chiddush? The guy says, "I want to have a son. When I have a son, I'm going to be a nazir." And he has a son. He's a nazir. What's a chiddush? Mylemer. What's a chiddush of the Mishnah? So mishum sefer, because the sefer, we have to teach us the bas tumtum vajogra say ino nazir. To teach me, no, the opposite is what the chiddush is. To teach me that a daughter and a tumtum vajogra does not qualify as a ben. Pshita, of course, we know they're not sons. Mal the same malichshevna who dukamer when I build. Now he didn't mean ben dafka. When I'm going to build a family, ibane, I'm going to build a family which would include any child, whether it's a bas tumtum vajogra, so it should also be included, and the tanai therefore should require him to be another. Kamashma de law. When he said ben, he meant dafka ben, only a son, and no other child.
Surprised that the Gemara thinks it's pshita if you make a neder from a ben and you have a tumtum and a jogunas that you wouldn't be a nazir. There's a machlokas whether it's is it a suffik?
It's or both suffik beer. That's my right.
So on the side it's a suffik.
That suffik nazir's lahakel.
Suffik nazir's lahakel. But you're a lot. It's a little. I don't know. If, I mean, suffik nazir's lahakel. Here is a little different. It's a suffix whether or not your viziris was chal, what you said actually happened. Not like a suffix in what you meant in your naziris. You said ben, we don't know the metzias of what this thing is. Lu yitzur, we knew the metzias of what this thing was. It's one or the other. It's a ben or it's a bas.
You say that will still apply.
I think, are you right that the only way tumtum is a suffix?
In my mind, androgas is both, so maybe it's a different bria. Mm-hmm. Tumtum, you know, it could be for sure, it's either a boy or a girl, we just don't know which one it is. I think your question would be that.
By the way, it's still a suffix, though. Even though it's
androgas is a separate bria, we say.
That's the machlokas the Gemara is talking about, right, yeah. Yes, I think it's Savik Lahaka. Okay, the Gemara now says the two dots. If Amar Kisheyali Vilad, if he says I want to have a child, then it's
yeah. Shimon seems not to hold something as your Lahaka, as he says.
According to him.
For both studying.
So according to him, that's a good question. What about him? Maybe he should have made it tonight then.
Chari should come out and should be the same thing.
That's a good point. Right, okay, I hear.
Here it says something.
That was intentional. You want to vadai zachar.
Tosfos says, exactly.
Reb Shimon,
he asks why isn't Reb Shimon
arguing? Yes. Okay. Fine. So two dots. The Gemara says, "Avim Amar Kishe Yili Vilad." If he says, and the Mishnah told us, if I have a child and a child is born to him, so he becomes a nazir. Pshita, that's also obvious. A child is born to him. Mal the same of Vlad the Michshav Beinei In Shabinen. Maybe he wanted dafka child that's considered important chashuv among other people. And why are these not considered chashuv? So says the Mefarish Vlad the Michshav Beinei In Shay. Kamina Dainu Ben Vesulah, only a son considered chashuv. I'm not sure why others are not. And the Tosus points out that Vlad de Chashev Beinei Inshi de Bas Nami lo Michshave. People don't. Does it mean Chashev as important, or does it mean people don't consider them children? I don't know which one to take it here. Lo Chashev. Is lo Chashev? Does it say not important, or does it say not important? So these are not considered important. It goes well for the Gemara and Brachos. It's hard for usually daughters to hear this, but we say Tov Meitiv when a son's born because the father and mother are happy, but we only say Shechianu when a daughter's born because only the father's happy, the mother isn't happy for some reason. It's right. The general halacha is Tov Meitiv is when two people are happy. So when a son's born, everybody's happy, so two people, Tov Meitiv. When the daughter's born, the Gemara says that only one person's happy. I think only the father, or maybe the mother, one of them's happy, not the other. So it only deserves a Shechianu. The Gemara also talks about Ashrei, the who has a son, not a daughter. Gemara says elsewhere that it's better to have a daughter as the oldest as opposed to the son being the oldest. A lot back and forth. Either way, the Gemara here says the Havin is that since it's not chashiv to have a daughter and not a tumtum ram jogunus, maybe this is not considered a vlad. Kamashla, no, he wasn't concerned of who's considered chashiv, who was not considered chashiv. The point is he wanted a vlad, and he had a vlad. Gemara says now hipila isha eino nazir. Let's say he says I want a vlad, and then the mother has a miscarriage. So what's the lacha? We said harina eino nazir according to the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Shimon argued. So the Gemara says man katanila. Who is the author of the Tanakhama? Rabbi Yehuda dekrihu. Was Yehuda dekrihu? So let's see the Mefarish here. I see Mefarish is Rabbi Yehuda damar leel but savig nazir slahakel. I am a nazir if in condition that this pile has 100 kur. And it happened was that they lost the pile. He had no idea what was in the pile. Maybe it had 100, maybe it didn't have 100. Since we don't know, it's safek lahakel. So here too, also he's the same case. Safek lahakel, the mother had a miscarriage. We don't know the status of the child. So therefore, safek lahakel, he's the author of the Tanakhama. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yomer Im Haya Ben Kayama Harini Nazir Chov Vavim Lav Harini Nazir Nedava. He has to make a stipulation because it's a possibility that it was really Ben Kayama and he's chayav to bring a Nazir, and maybe at the same time it wasn't, so he has to take a new one Nedava just to be safe. So by Minei Rabbi Abba Mirav Huna Harini Nazir Lichshehili Ben. I want to be a Nazir when I have a son. The Pila Isha and the wife has a miscarriage. The Hifrish Karbon and the husband separates a Karbon. Carbon for what? What happened there? Let's see. It says the Mefarish v'hifish carbon v'chaz v'yal demahu mi havi kadosh alav. So he separates the carbon because there's a possibility he's a nazir. Maybe he's not a nazir. I guess he kept 30 days, assuming he kept his complete naziros b'tara safik. And then he separates a carbon ready to bring the carbon in case he is a nazir. Now I'm not sure there is a concern of chulun bazar, but ignoring that for now, he separates carbonos. And then the Gemara says the case is chaz v'yalda. Then the wife has a child, mahu. What's the halacha in this case? So let's look at the Tosos a little bit before. The wife has a miscarriage. Okay. So the halacha we're not. The Gemara is going to address whether we're working within the Tanakhama or Rabbi Shimon.
What is it saying?
It's saying that when he I assume it means that he kept 30 days of Naziris b'tar safik. And then he separated carbon, because after the Naziris, you have to bring carbonos. So he separated the three carbonos.
But he didn't do them yet, or he did it?
Well, he did it, but b'tar safek.
Okay.
That's what I think what's going on here. I'm looking at Tosis for a second here. Oh, interesting. Tosis, we're talking about twins here. See, Tosis, the mask of a pila ishta of hifrish carbon. Tosa says, Perish l'niziraso. He separated carbon for his niziris. V'yalda, and she gave birth, Perish may also herion from the first pregnancy. Atmo, v'lad kayama. Dehashe yesh hochacha gdol. This is a great proof. Midahai bar kayama, the fact that this child that was just born, Hanefil havanami bar kayama, the one that was miscarriage was also bar kayama. V'kol l'chadashav. Detipa hid nechlech seshaim. It was twins. She had twins. The first child she lost, and we weren't sure the status of the child, but the second child was born as a bar kayama. So it tells us the first one was also a bar kayama. Hilkach says Tosfos chalakadusha al carbon shifrish kishapila. When he separated the carbonos, the first carbon based on the miscarriage, that should be chal because there was a chiv naziros. Sheshuv lo hikdish osam habemos. Okay, there's a lot going on here. It's going to be very, very confusing. Because the issue was, he was mafresh it when there was hipila. Okay, fine. But hipila, I guess hipila, we're assuming, is shash leida also, I guess. That's the point, it was shash leida. Okay, fine, let's ignore that for now.
Because she bends, you think still, in fact, he ultimately has a child that's enough to trigger an azir. Oh, but because
when
he
it
separated
starts.
Before.
Right, when is it, exactly. When did it start? So it sounds like it starts from Shas Hipila. Shas Hipila, the wife had a miscarriage. She said, okay, maybe it was a bar kayam. I don't know. I'm going to keep my naziris now. He keeps 30 days, and then he brings his mafresh's carbon. And then she gives birth to the second child, and then it's his bar kayam.
It seems like on the same day that the first one was born.
Okay, because that's what I was wondering. So, because otherwise, if it was 30 days later. Right, so you have to figure these things out now. So he has mafresh a carbon 30 days before his naziris is chal.
Right.
That's so strange.
It seems that mafresh, when it says mafresh, it seems that he actually became a nazir. I think think that's what it's trying to
do. But you're not mafresh your carbon. You can be.
He prepared it, meaning I think it's just a lashon of saying he became a nazir.
No, because it seems like they're taking it pretty seriously, at least in the Mefarish here. He's telling whether or not these karbanos are actually kadosh or not. Yeah, he separated up animals in order to bring them 30 days later, though.
Right.
Okay, it's not like the best.
I think that's what we
normally discourage people from doing that. We're not talking a real practical case here. But he was mafresh karbanos in the beginning that day because it couldn't be 30 days different, because if the second child was born 30 days later, how is that Megala? The first one was Kal Chadashav. The first one was missing a full month of its term.
Right.
So it was a Nefil. So it has to be born in close proximity, so within the first day. So the mother was miscarried the first child, and he says, okay, maybe this is a real Bar Kayama. I don't know. I'm going to Mafresha Karbon. Then that very same day, later on, she gives birth to the twin, and the twin is healthy. So tell us that the first one was also healthy. So the Gemara says now, so back to the Gemara.
The Rosh is Baba Yom.
Okay, Baba Yom. Fine. So the Gemara says now, so Baimene, let's ask that question again. Baimene, Rabbi Abba, Mirav Huna, Harini Nazir, Lich Sheli Ben, I'm going to be Nazir when I have a son, Uvihi Pila, Isha, and the wife has a miscarriage, Vihifrish Karbon, and then he separated Karbon, hoping to bring it in 30 days. Vichaz of Yala, then she had another child. Mahu, what's the halacha? I also imagine back then they didn't always know if they were twins. So now, when he's mafresh the carbon, is that going to be? If he's mafresh carbon in the first son. At the moment, that son was miscarried. We didn't know the status. Is this enough proof that the twin was a full term that tells us also that the first child that died was also strong enough to live? Was it bar kayama? So what's the shaila? Gemara explains aliba deman. According to who? Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. If it's according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds in a regular case of a nefel, it's a safek mighty bailei. What's the shaila? Hamar Rabbi Shimon Safik Nazir Slahachmer. Certainly it's going to be chal according to Rabbi Shimon. Even if it was just one child that was a nafel, he had to take upon himself a Naziris. Vela Liba the Rabbi Yehuda, of the Tanakhama that is. Hamar Safik Nazir Slahachmer, normally he's Makel. So the fact that he's Mafrish the carbon after the nafel, it shouldn't be chal. There's no Chim Naziris in the first place. So my Kadosh or Lo Kadosh? If he just was Mafrish the carbon, it shouldn't be Kadosh in the first place. But now that we have a second child, is that going to be Megal, the first one, that the first one was also Bar Kayama, and it would be Kadosh or not? Now, the Shaila could be twofold here. The Shaila could be one, either it's a Shaila of, if a twin is a Bar Kayama, does that mean the first one was also Bar Kayama, and therefore the Karbanos were good or not? Or it could also be, even let's say we assume for a second, that if the twin was a Bar Kayama, the first one is also Bar Kayama. Let's say that's the assumption. Does it necessarily, can you be mafresh the carbon? Can the carbon be chal if at the moment you didn't know it was a bar kayama?
Right, my question is, let's say the first one is not a bar kayama.
Then it's not chal. Mafresh. Then it's not chal. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not chal because it's safek nizir lahakel. It won't work.
Even if the second one is, he would have to be mafresh again for the second one.
Exactly. We want to know if the first one was good. So
because he was a safek.
Exactly. So there are two ways to read that question. I'm not sure which way the Rishon read it, if maybe it's Machlokas. Anyways, Gemara on some, my nafkamina. What's nafkamina? What do you mean, what's nafkamina? If it's Kadosh or not Kadosh? So look at the... if you look at the Mefarish, two Y lines down, he says, my nafkamina, you have a Kadosh alo, the hayal de v'chalel al ha-naziris. In the end of the day, the wife gave birth to a second child, so the naziris is chal. So the shaila is, what's a nafkamina? Right now he's a nazir. So I thought whether you could use the animals or not would be the obvious nafkamina.
Look at the nisach. They changed the nisach. It says, hashtami a kadoshu to hayalda. In other words, ultimately the behemoth does become kadosh once she does have a ben. Once the obligation comes, it sounds like he can use this behemoth for that ultimate obligation because he did it for his eventual naziros.
Right, that was my question.
And he can use it ultimately.
Where do you see that?
I have a nuschas harivon.
Uh-huh.
A nuschas change in the Farish where it says velo chayela naziros klal in the middle.
Interesting.
My nafkalachmina, where the Farish says he had a kadosh alo, he says. Uh-huh.
He completely switches around.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Pasha the Gemara, that's not the case, though.
According to the Pasha, is that he won't be able to use. Rav R. Scroll says the same.
So it sounds like the way he explains here also, that according to the Pashat Gemara, you cannot bring the carbon. You definitely cannot bring the carbon. That definitely doesn't work. The question is, what's the status of the animal? Right, because at the moment, the Karen Ohr explains this, the reason why he can't bring it, because at the moment he didn't know whether he was a Nazir or not, so the Hafrasha doesn't work. So if you're Mafresh it, so what's a Nafkamina? It says the Gemara Nafkamina Le'inyan Le'gizasa V'la'avod Bo. Whether or not there's an Isser to shear the wool or to work the animal, that's Nafkamina, because when it comes to Kachim, you cannot shear it and you cannot work it. So if it's Chal, so those things are Asr. If it's not Chal, those things are Mutter. To my, what the bottom line, the Gemara says, take it. We don't know the answer to this interesting Shiloh. Very interesting Shiloh, though. Okay, weiter. Gemara says now, Ba'i mine ben Rechume me Abaye. Ben Rechume asks from Abaye. Do we know who Ben Rechume is? We don't know. No one tells us on the side here. It's an Amora.
It's an Amora.
Right, it's the only place that comes up in Shas. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, Ben Ruchume Meyabaye, he asked, Harini Nazir Lich Sheli Ben. I want to be a Nazir when I become a Ben. Vishoma Chavero Vamar Valai, and here's a friend saying, me too. Mahu, Adibure Mashma O Agufe Mashma. Is he going based on the speech or based on the guf? Meaning what? So if you look at the Tosfos here, he says, Shoma Chavero Vamar Valai. Does he mean to say that when I have a son, I'm going to be Nazir also? Or does he mean that, it's probably clear in the Tosa, Mefarish. Look at Mefarish. Mefarish says, Shama Chaveir of Amr Valai Mahu. Adibura de Hahu Gavra Mushame Valai Lios Nazir Kishel Lechaben. When you have a son, I'm also going to be Nazir?
Or
when I have a son. Right. That's the Shiloh. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, Imtim Salamra Agufe Mashma, if he's going based on Agufe on when he himself has a son, the Guf himself, Amar Harini Nazir, Lichsheli Ben, when I have a son, Vishamar Chavero, Vamar Vani. So again, if he becomes a Guf, if another guy says, a different case, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, is there a different gears are there? Right, now it should be the other way around. If the guy says, I'm going to have the son when Adam has a son, Vishamar Chaver of Omer Vani, and then if Adam says me, does he mean when he himself has a son now or when I have a son? And Nafshe Kamar, is he referring to himself now? Because I'm also referring to himself. He's saying when I have a son, he's going to be a Nazir, and when he has a son, I'm going to have a Nazir. That's the back and forth here. Okay, right, I think that's what it's saying.
But Artspell is not changing the verse.
No?
So, same exact words.
Yeah, so what's the Shiloh then?
Harini Nazir Lekishe Yehei Li Ben. Oh, here he said Va'ani instead of Va'alai. Is that the difference? If you don't change the Girsa and Lach, then is it the difference? Because here he said Va'ani instead of Va'alai.
Right, uh-huh. It says Va'ani, not Va'alai.
Yeah. Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so Va'ani might be different. Okay, so Vani, any difference? Let's take it with that.
We have before the whole thing is Ve'ani goes usually on the Nazir and Ala is on the birth, right? That's what we learned.
I don't remember. I remember seeing the difference. I don't remember.
A couple of days ago, right?
Yeah, I wish I remembered. So the Shala here again, Imtim Salomar Agufe Mashma, if it means on himself, when he himself has a son, when he says Alai, let's say the case is Amar Harini Nazir Lech Sheli Ben. This time, so Mao Anaf Sheikh Kamar is referring to himself when he himself has a son. Or does he say Rechimin Elcha Kvasecha? So how are we interpreting that? My Rechimin is usually like to love. So I love you like yourself. So when you have a son, I'm also going to be so happy, and I also want to be a Nazir. That's my way of expressing my simcha for you. So Imtim Salomar. Kol ba'anfei kisufalei milsa.
Because here it says hevdel bein ve'alai u'bein ve'ani hu sheyesh belashon ve'alai mashmaut shel kabbalah chadasha al gufo ve'ilu amar ve'ani yesh lefarish ani lefarish she'eino ela mitztaref et atzmo lekabbalato shel harishon.
Aha.
It seems that when it says Alai means that whatever happens to me, the Ani means that I'm exactly like you are.
Okay.
So it goes on the Gufa.
I gotcha. So the Gemara says, Imtim Salomar Kol Ba'anpe Kisufale Milsa. So what is that line saying? So Kisufa means like to be embarrassed. Maybe when a person says Vani, he just kind of maybe he's embarrassed to in front of the person. He's kind of being forced into saying it, even though he doesn't really mean it.
Right. In front of him.
There's me too. Like, you know, it's like an open appeal. Everyone like feels the pressure to give the money. They really mean to give the money to the shul. They just feel that pressure. So he felt he should also express the same hodah as the Baal Simcha or the future Baal Simcha. So he wanted to take it upon himself, and therefore it shouldn't be chal. Is that what it's saying? So the way the Mefarish explained this is on the top, Kesifa Le Milsa, the top line of Yud Gimel Mabez, Va'anaf Shekamar Da'ahanazik Sheli Bein. He's referring to himself.
Just says Vani to make him feel like...
It seems that the first one is desperate to have a son. So he's saying, listen, I'm so desperate to have a son, if I have a son, I'm going to be a Nazir. So when the second one says, well, you know what, I'm going to be a Nazir, if I have a son, he's kind of saying, you know, whatever you said, it's not that important to me. Because I want to, you know, he's taking his words as meaning somebody wants his dying to have a son. So he says, if I have a son, I'm going to be a Nazir. Right. And he says, well, me too, is kind of saying, he's taking all importance of...
He's being selfish. He's not acknowledging.
Right, he's not acknowledging. I think that's what it's...
Yeah, it's almost like he's saying, amen.
Right.
I'm going to do it too. I'm going to add my Naziris to you, to maybe something will happen.
So how do we touch these words here?
If he goes on what on his
yeah,
son,
he goes on,
exactly,
right,
that, and if he goes on his own son, it seems like he's egoistic because
right,
he says, right.
So again, what it's saying here is, anytime a guy says va'ani, it's in banpe in front of the no darishon, ksifle milsa. It's the words are considered a kibusha, it says here, if he's not going to partner with this guy, meaning Zodah.
Right. It's a bit like Harry says, it's more the other, it's like Harry says, it's like, if you say Ve'ani, the guy's going to think, oh, he's so nice, he's trying to be a Nazir and help me out also, if I have it.
It's like a generic word,
right.
It's like a little
but
broader.
But if he says, listen, if he's meaning that he's on, he says, he's not supporting me, but he wants his own, he's not even caring about what I say.
So, and therefore what? So what's the conclusion?
The reason he used this Lashon of Ve'ani was really in his madas, it was for himself. He used that lashon to not
to seem more sensitive. It's a more sensitive way, but he certainly meant himself. So he really meant to lie, but he said vani because it says, oh, me too. And this way he'll share, and it seems to be sharing the guy's hope to have a son. Okay.
Right.
So if that's the case, we assume that vani really goes back on his own son. Amar harini nazir, I want to be nazir lichshi yehe leploni ben, when some other guy, when Reuven has a son. Vishama chavero, and the friend hears, V'amar v'ani, I too, mahu. So there, the guy's not, the plony's not there for him to feel any embarrassment. So when he says v'ani, maybe he really means v'ani, as opposed to just trying to be sensitive to somebody else. Mi amrin and shlo b'fnei fun of anafshi kamar, since the guy is some plony elsewhere, he's not there, he clearly says v'ani is going on himself.
No, he says, right, on. It's ohev ani oto ploni kemo sheata ohavo.
Or maybe he's saying, I love that guy just like you love him, and therefore I want to be Nazir when he has a son. Tibai, Gemara ends in a teku.
What's the difference between Tibai and teku?
The same thing we find in Nidarim and also a little bit in Nazir, but more in Nidarim. Tibai is how with the word they use. Before the previous Amma, they actually used teku. But Nidarim used the word Tibai all the time. Let's go Vaita now. The Mishnah says, 7:35 already, Hareini Nazir V'Nazik Sheli Bein. I'm a Nazir. He says that twice, I guess. He said, I'm a Nazir when I have a son. Hizchil Moneh Shelo. So he begins to count the Nazirs. For first he says, I'm a Nazir, period. And then he says, I'm a Nazir, a second Nazir, when I have a son, as a second Nazir. So he starts counting his verse Nazirus, which stands alone, nothing to do with the son. And then in the middle, Acharkach no lo ben, but he hasn't completed his first 30 days, so let's say 15 days in, he has a son born to him. So Mashin Shalom, he first has to complete his 30-day count of the first Nazirus, Acharkach monesh shalbeno, then he starts counting the one for his son. But let's say he says, I reini Nazir, kshili ben. First he says, I want to be a Nazir when I have a son. the nazir, and then I want to stop be a nazir. His chilmones shalav, he starts counting his naziros, his independent naziros. V'chagach nolo ben, during the first naziros, he has a son, meniach hashalav, to leave aside his own one, umones shalbeno, then he starts counting anew his son's, because that was the first statement he had said, and then when he completes the 30 days of his son, achagach mashim hashalav, then finish the last 15 days of the first naziros that he started. Because it goes based on the order of what he said, it takes priority.
But he doesn't break it, right?
He doesn't break it, he just interrupts it.
He doesn't interrupt it.
No, he goes from 15 days for his naziros, then he has a son. Then he has to leave that one for a second,
but
for enough.
He doesn't bring a korban or anything.
He just 30 wants, days of son, and then goes back to 15 days.
It's just a theoretical count. There is no mamashes in the change. He just does 60 days, don't.
Exactly. Now, it's possible you bring a carbon after the 30 days of the sun in the middle, and then 15 days you bring another 30. It's possible you do that.
There's a long discussion about whether he shaves after the
Okay.
We leave those.
Okay.
Long discussions.
The Gemara says now, this is going to go. Should we stop here? Because it's going to, it looks like a lot of Imtum Salomars. Deep into the next daf, and it's short. Okay, so stop here. And everyone have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos.
No Sunday morning.
Right, no Sunday morning, we have a long night.